Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing and encouragement to you. Lord, I pray that you touch the hearts and the lives of the people. I know I'm speaking to people who have great needs. I'm speaking to people who have children that are wayward, that are giving them trouble. Lord, I'm speaking to people who are sick in their bodies. I'm speaking to people who have financial troubles, who have heartache troubles, who have all kind of troubles. But Lord, you said in your word that if we would call on you, that you would hear and answer prayer. And we're doing that. I intercede for this great country that we live in. I pray that you touch hearts, deliver those in need this day, and make your word and your presence real to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today, I would like to read from 1 Samuel 17, verse 47. David said this when he faced Goliath. He said, "The battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." In other words, David was going to face a great giant in his life, but he knew that he couldn't do it in his own strength, in his own will, and in his own wisdom. He knew the battle had to be the Lord's. You see, the Lord will tell you how to go before your giant. He'll tell you how to stand. You know, a stand of faith will weaken the stand of the enemy. Let me say that again. A stand of faith will weaken the stand of the enemy that's been made against you. And you got to speak out that this battle, when you look at that giant in your life, no matter what it is, whether it's sickness or financial or family problems, no matter what it is, no matter what that giant is, when you speak to that giant, say, "Listen, the battle is not mine. I'm God's. And God's going to fight for me." Because the Bible plainly tells us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And when we know that we're covenant people, we're born again children of God, no giant can stand before us. Because when we make a stand of faith and we speak faith, the stand and the words of the enemy are weakened and are defeated. But God wants us to speak it out. And also in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, it says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." When we have a disaster in our country, everybody says, "Well, where was God?" And it makes me sad for them to say that, because you know they've asked God to leave the schoolhouses, the courthouses, the football fields, public meetings, council meetings. They don't want the name of Jesus to be mentioned. They don't want any part of God. But you know, they want to blame him for all the evil that comes. Let me tell you, God is good. God is a good God. God is a righteous God. And the Bible says his only plans for us is good. But you know what? If you reject him, you reject his plan for you. And you know, whether you're a country, a nation, no matter what your situation, if you reject God, then your standards and your resistance from the enemy has been let down. And we're seeing that in our country. When our country turns its back on God, it's not that God is turned his back on us, but we reject his ways of deliverance, and we reject his wisdom, and we reject his word, so therefore we reject his battle plan that he has for us and his victory he has for us. And you know what? David, when he went before the giant Goliath, he was just a small shepherd boy, but he did what God had showed him to do. He took a slingshot, he threw it one time, it found its mark, and just like David spoke, that giant fell to the ground, and David took off the giant's head, just like he said he was going to do. And God's people got their backbone back because one man stood up in a whole nation and stood up and said, "Hey, I believe God, and God is going to fight for us. God is going to fight for us." Will you be, I'm asking you today, will you be that one man? Will you be that one woman that will stand up today and say this, like David, "The battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands"? All the enemies that have come up in our land, if we can stand in faith, if we can join together in faith, even if we're just one voice speaking out, I'm saying today, God will give us the victory and he'll cause a revival in our land. God bless you today, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. Tune in again next week.